doctor explains how to stop a panic attack, very helpful. In Ireland, I have been contacted by people who are trapped in their homes because they are afraid they will have a panic attack if they leave. I am increasingly aware of how many people's lives have been paralysed by social anxiety, general anxiety disorder, and the other conditions mentioned above. Sufferers often lack the key skills to deal with them. I dealt with some of these conditions and the pathways in the brain underlying them in earlier books in my FLAG series, such as Flagging the Problem and Flagging the Therapy. But it is clear to me that there is a need in the wider community for a more comprehensive approach to learn the key skills necessary to challenge the hidden world of anxiety. I am concerned by how inadequately these conditions are managed by clinicians and therapists, and how long it can take somebody in difficulty to access appropriate help. I am sometimes the last port of call for those who are deeply distressed. It is quite common to see somebody who has suffered from panic attacks for 5 to 10 years. I find this quite sad, as with a few sessions or just a simple understanding of what panic attacks are, it is possible to banish them for good. My second reason for writing this book is to explain just what happens in our brains in anxiety, what the brain structures and pathways are doing to create all the psychological and physical symptoms of this condition. It is important to examine how we can reshape our anxious brain. The idea that we can reset our anxious brain is amazing, but modern research is proving that we can do just that. I would like to explore just how powerful the impact of therapies such as CBT and mindfulness can be on our brains, helping us to literally remodel and improve malfunctioning circuits. The idea that we can use our mind to reset our brain is a mind-boggling one, but that is what I hope we can do. I hope to lay bare the hidden world of the person struggling with anxiety, and in doing so, normalize this condition for them. Above all, I hope to share what routinely goes on in the emotional mind of the person in difficulties. We can often best deal with problems in our lives when we truly understand just what lies beneath. This book is about solutions. Many with panic attacks and other forms of anxiety can only see the problem, not the solution. And as Enda Murphy, my good friend and colleague, with whom I wrote Flagging the Screenager, often explains, the more we look at a problem, the bigger the problem gets. The more we look at the solution, the bigger the solution becomes. I have seen the results of these approaches. There is not only a strong academic and research basis to this book, but also years of hands-on clinical experience applying the CBT techniques outlined in it. My colleague Enda Murphy and I use similar techniques. We believe that the deceptively simple solutions contained in this book, which are easily grasped and incredibly effective, are the key to managing the various types of anxiety. They are based on classic CBT principles, with a particular emphasis on techniques used by the great psychotherapist Albert Ellis. Combining new insights from neuroscience about what is happening in the brain during anxiety with CBT approaches, we can produce an even more effective integrated model. This is what I'm trying to present here. This book is for everyone, from sufferers of anxiety to their families and loved ones, from counsellors, therapists, doctors and practice nurses to guidance counsellors, teachers and occupational health nurses, from the 17-year-old suffering from panic attacks who is now self-harming, to parents who struggle to know how to help their children and adolescents to deal with this most common of conditions. Anxiety touches almost every family in the country in some form. It is my hope that readers will end up not only with a much richer understanding of the hidden world of anxiety, but also with practical solutions for challenging it. If you suffer from anxiety or panic attacks in whatever form, it is my hope that applying the techniques detailed in this book will change and reshape not only your anxious brain, but also your anxious mind. In part one, we set the stage. Part two is all about reshaping the anxious mind. It has been laid out with a special emphasis on clinical interactions between Dr. Jim, who uses CBT techniques to manage anxiety, and people with the condition. All the stories